You're listening to the Purple Project Podcast.
Kent State Nation, Eddie Greer returns for another edition of the Purple Project Podcast Daily on August 27th. That's a recorded podcast during the KC Chiefs' last preseason game. Sorry, we've been kind of on a mini hiatus for the daily podcast, and if you want to put it that way, the entire podcast for that matter here, with super busy schedules, trying to figure things out. It's only going to get busier from here. Eddie Greer III, host of the Purple Project Podcast, where we talk about Kansas State athletics. If you're a first-time listener, appreciate y'all for listening in. We're going to have a whole slew of content coming out starting this weekend, and this will come out tomorrow morning, actually. But first, though, obviously, volleyball officially started their season earlier this afternoon, and, of course, Aaliyah Carter leading the way there as I'm trying to get these ads off this computer. But the Cats take care of business, but they had to do it in four sets against Colgate. Again, they opened up their season in the Husker Invitational there in the early tournament, and K-State did business there. For whatever reason, K-State has struggled in the first set, but then it takes them a while to get going, and then after that, they can get the ball rolling on that note there. They lost the first set 25-19, but after that, K-State managed to take care of business. Obviously, held off a huge scare against Colgate in the third set there, but set two, 25-21, 26-24 in the third set, and of course 25-16 in there. Colgate held their own, but the Cats get it done there. Aaliyah Carter double-double in this one to propel the Cats to the season opener win there for them. 21 kills, 11 digs right there. Carter turned in her second double-double of her career. Again, 11 digs marked a career high this afternoon. Carter, a sophomore, once again eclipsed the 20-kill plateau for the seventh time in her K-State career already. Holly Bond added 11 kills off the bench there. Haley Warner, we talked about in one of the dailies already. Again, if you have not checked out any of the content from the Pro Project Podcast, please do that as well. I know I've been on a mini hiatus there in our weekly podcast as well, but everything's going to fire back up. Obviously, again, the kickoff, we're getting that much closer. We're in single digits now. Obviously, tomorrow, at the recording of this podcast, it is going to be basically a week out from a K-State Stanford in a kickoff, and I'm talking about football. I know I'm bouncing all over the place in the last 15 seconds or so there with that. Haley Warner added 10 kills to help the Cats there erase the one set deficit there. For like I said, I mean, for whatever reason, they did this in their preseason game against the Roos of Kansas City in a preseason game, and then they're off to a slow start. But after that, once they get that train rolling, it's gonna be tough to stop right there as well. Hearing a couple comments by Susie Fritz there, and I was just going to roll off the first comment here. She said, quote, "We went into the match with two primary objectives, try to hold Colgate under 200, and we ended up in the match holding them to 0.170 overall, which their goal was 180 to be exact there. Our other goal was to manage the match well, and match management includes error management, and I think we were not successful in that capacity as well." Like I said, obviously the slow start there, so K-State has got to get off, at least for the volleyball team, needs to get off to better starts here. I know it's early for them, but that's kind of a warning shot right there all in itself there. Now I'm going to leave it just like it is right there. Other statistics here. Obviously, we already capped off Aaliyah Carter's big night. Holly Bond had a block added with her 11 kills. Haley Warner added two there. Kaylee Fernholz, 8 kills in this one. Had an ace and she had 5 blocks as well in this match. as well. The next opponent for K-State Volleyball in this match, of course, the host team, Nebraska, tomorrow afternoon at 4 when this podcast comes out early in the morning. It's going to be this afternoon. But 4 p.m. Central Time, the host team, Nebraska, is going to be K-State's next opponent. We will have all the recap right here in the Pro Project Podcast Daily Edition there as well. K-State 1-0 there. So far, they say they're off to a solid start there, and kind of some stats here. I'm also trying to understand these stats here, but some of the simpler stats here, errors. K-State had more errors than Colgate did in this one. 75-53 point totals there. Assists 51-41 for K-State. Aces by 3. K-State 5-2. Blocks 12-7. Their hitting percentage. K-State had the higher percentage there, 0.242, while Colgate was held to 0.71 there in the match right there as well. Like I'm speaking, this match might be over, kind of just switching gears over to K-State soccer, daunting task on the road against Austin Peay. I don't know what's going on now, obviously, but I will know when I get back on here tomorrow. So we'll definitely have that, obviously. K-State split their home season home openers there. Weber State falling to them and then rallying back there to shut out Omaha last weekend there. So we will know more, a whole lot more, about whether K-State soccer can take down Austin Peay on the road right now. That match could be over right now as I'm recording this podcast again just after 9 Central there as well. I already mentioned volleyball and again soccer. On Sunday, we'll be taking on North Alabama. And I believe that's a home match, if I'm not mistaken there. Yeah, that is a home match. They return home to face North Alabama at 1 on Sunday back at Beezer Family Park there, the soccer stadium there as well. Another important announcement I want to make before I sign off here on the Pro Project Podcast Daily, Eddie Greer here with you guys, K-State folks. Obviously, we're in the works now as far as the weekly edition goes of this pod. Oh boy. to record two episodes. Obviously, I started the podcast last year with doing, obviously, the one weekly episode with my co-host Alex Aiden here. I believe we're working out to do two episodes a week, obviously. Obviously, we did our post-game last year. We're doing that again, and we're going to have a midweek show as well. That has kind of been sort of finalized. So definitely, like I said, we're going to be ramping back up to coverage beginning really this weekend, as I got a couple dailies to get out here this weekend involving the football team as well. So a lot to look forward to. If you're a K-State fan, going to ramp up this coverage here as well. You can hear that in the background. But anyways, yeah, I just want to let you guys know that if you've been wondering what's been going on, that's what's been happening, as me and Alex Aiden are planning on doing two shows a week with football season officially about to begin next weekend. We're going to do our prediction show this week, recording with the Falcons playing their preseason game on Sunday. We might have to move it. I'm not sure about that just yet, but we're planning on doing the prediction show, and again, of course, previewing Stanford. That is the plan for this weekend, and of course, we will record the post game. What went down against the Stanford Cardinal down there in Arlington, the season opening game that night. It'll be posted probably, might be the following day, so we definitely want to get that into your hands. That is for sure, and I'm definitely going to be working on trying to get better timing out of that deal. So definitely, K-State fans, be out on the lookout for that as well. So a lot more coverage to come this weekend from yours truly, the Purple Project Podcast Daily Edition. A lot of coverage will be coming out starting tomorrow when this podcast comes out, and we're going to keep it rolling here throughout the week. I'll do my best I can to keep you guys posted on my part, because really my Fridays are pretty much booked starting next week all the way through the end of October, unless we make the postseason. I'm talking about high school. I got a lot more on that announcement coming up on the weekly edition coming up this week. But yeah, my Fridays are pretty much booked right through the end of October, and of course, playoffs, district playoffs as well. So a lot more on my announcement later on. I'm going to leave it right there for now. That's a lot on this edition of the Purple Project Podcast Lazy Daily. I told you. We got a lot coming here. K-State volleyball winners this afternoon. K-State soccer, we don't know. Well, we probably actually can go on there now and see. But I'll probably get off here and see what's going on with that. I have a lot more on Mike DeBeanie's squad on the next edition of the podcast, and be on the lookout for more football content as well as we start to wind down the kickoff of the 2021 football season for Chris Kleiman. Eddie Greer III, that's a wrap for this edition of Triple P. Appreciate you for downloading this episode. If you're not a subscriber, you better subscribe now, because we're wrapping back it up here after a small break. Any action, K-State sports, fall sports is in play. Go Cats! Talk to you next time on the next episode of the Purple Project Podcast.